Brother Kane, you've got the microphone.
I appreciated what Dave said about we're all going to have to stand in judgment and give an account of the things that we do and say and the way we've lived in this life. And I'll soon be 77 years old, and I've had some heart problems, and I know that I won't be on the scene too much longer. And I wouldn't get up here and tell you something that isn't true as far as my heart is concerned and as far as my sincere beliefs are concerned. When I came to Brown Trail, I don't remember how many years ago it was, I didn't know any of the elders other than just to say hello to them and know them, and didn't know one above another. I knew Brother Powell, and I knew Brother Lauderdale, and I met some of the others, but I didn't know them at all. Didn't have any ideas concerning any of them as to their quality or their stand or their personality or anything like that. And after a while, then they decided to add to the eldership here, and Brother Peterman and I were appointed at the same time to add to the other six elders that were presently serving. And I came into the eldership, and I had such a high regard for all of the men, and was so impressed with the fact that Brown Trail had been so militant to defend the faith and to stand for the truth and to preach the gospel and stand against error and all of those things. And I found out after I got in that there was some deep-seated personality problems that had been simmering and bubbling, I guess, for years. And yet I didn't see much about it until one time, and a lot of you here remember this, at an elders' deacons' meeting, somebody got up and just kind of out of the clear blue charged Brother Whitten with having run off a lot of people that used to be here. And the charge was that he had run off Wendell Winkler and Charles Williams and Dick Stanio and Wilcutt and Ron Toothman and Roy Hardiman Deaver and Roy Deaver. Well, I was shocked, and there was a long silence, and nobody said anything. And then Eddie tried to make some defense and denied it and so on, but it was, you know, it got into one of those things, talking back and forth. But then he was so disturbed that he said, well, he would resign. And I said, I could see immediately how that would cause a great disruption in the congregation if he did. And I said, no, don't do that. Think about it some more. And I believe John Miller spoke up and said, I think that you ought to think about that and consider it further and not do that now. And this is in the minutes of our meeting later on that Eddie said, well, I will, but so far as right now my feeling is, why, that's what I'll have to do. Well, I didn't find out until later that those charges were not right. He had not run off these people. Wendell Winkler, I found out, had left because of not being willing to abide by some of the rules and regulations that were given to him in writing by the eldership, and he left. And then I found out that all of these other things concerning the two teachers, Stanio and Wilcutt, that had been something that the elders had decided upon as a body, and that he hadn't done it. Now, he had been involved in both cases in that he was involved with the school at one time as the administrator and at the other time as the director. And so it revolved and went around him. But the thing that has bothered me and impressed me was that there was Brother Lauderdale was there, and Brother Tyson was there, and Brother Barnum was there, and who else? Bob wasn't there. Bobby Watts wasn't there. Who else? I missed somebody. Anyway, three or four of them that were there knew that this was not so. But they just left him twirling there and didn't say, no, that's not right, let's get the record straight. They left it that way. And then later on tried to force him, after he thought about it and some talked to him and he decided, well, maybe it wouldn't be right and he shouldn't resign. Then they tried to force him to get out because they said, you've already resigned. And there was an awful thing about that. And Some of it, the worst of it, happened before Dave came here. But I saw it, and I witnessed it, and I know how much meanness and cruelty and unfairness there was that was levied against him by some of the men in this eldership. And as far as doctrinal differences and philosophical differences insofar as liberal or conservatives is concerned, how many times when we were working on these letters to get them to Richland Hills did I hear men say, especially Brother Peterman and Brother Tyson, oh, we don't need to do that. That's none of our business. We've got problems here of our own. And didn't want to do it. Didn't want to write any of the letters. And then we others, and then one that we finally got agreed upon was sent, but I'm not of the opinion that everybody was happy with that. If I remember it right, we couldn't get it signed. And finally, it was written, and Eddie signed it for the elders. If I'm not right about that, we can get the letter out and look at it. But then I would hear things about Brother Tyson getting upset when anybody would say anything about Abilene Christian. And he told me, specifically, that the charges against them about this evolution and all of that absolutely was not true. He said that Bert Thompson was just causing problems and didn't know what he was talking about, and that it wasn't a fact. And we had one time an invitation from, I don't remember whether it was Burleson or somebody, where a cappella band was going to be there. And Brother Peterman came with that and talked about it. And we talked about whether the young people should go or not. And we decided no, they shouldn't. But then somehow he went ahead, and the next thing we knew, the young people were getting ready to go, and there was some sort of a squabble over whether they could use the van or not. And then he, later on in meetings, defended this idea of the a cappella band, thought it was all right. Now, when we have things like that, and they continue on, and everything that comes up when we start talking about standing for the truth and defending this congregation against error that is extant in the brotherhood, always there would be an argument that, no, we shouldn't do that. It's not bothering us, and it's none of our business. And I think there is a difference in the way we approach what should be and should not be done in looking at what is happening in the brotherhood. And somebody said that elders have the responsibility of not only feeding the flock, but of guarding it against the wolves that Jesus said would be coming around. False teachers in wolves' clothing. And they're everywhere. And yet when Bill Clayton teaches a class and didn't say anything out of the ordinary, I was in the class, somebody brought up and mentioned about the thing at Abilene, and he mentioned about knowing Archie Manis and something about that. But nothing that was wrong, nothing that was anything that could cause anybody to get upset. And yet, because of that, Brother Tyson thought that he ought to be removed and somebody else get in there. Let me read you something here. It'll just give you an idea of what I'm trying to be talking about. In this little brochure that we have for the television program, Dave Miller wrote this, and it says on here, it's a question. Are you tired of TV evangelists with their double standard of morality, substanceless sensationalism, and money schemes? Is there anybody here besides Brother Tyson and Brother Peterman that thinks that's too strong and shouldn't be used on the brochure? Does anybody else think that? Brethren, we have problems, and we have problems that are more deep-seated than what have been brought out tonight, and we didn't want to get into all of this because it's detrimental to the body of Christ, and it'll open wounds and stir up scars that ought not to be. But at the same time, we have to be honest with one another, and if half of the congregation is not willing to follow the eldership that is now in power, and if they're not willing to resign and let the congregation exercise its will as to who they do want to rule over them, then we're at an impasse. We really have a problem. Now, all of these men, Brother Lauderdale said he won't resign unless there's some reason given. One reason given, Brother Bob, is that a large number of the congregation do not want to follow this eldership. That's a good reason, I think. The congregation puts them in, and the congregation can examine them and take them out if they're found to be unsatisfactory.
Brother King, that's your opinion, that most of the congregation...
I didn't say most of it. I said a good large number of it.
Brother King, can I ask you one question?
Mm-hmm.
What chapter and verse did you get to take the elders out? Chapter and verse that take the elders out?
Well, the same...
No withdrawal from the elders?
No.
Okay.
But I'm not talking about withdrawing from them. I said that the congregation, if they won't follow them or not satisfied with them, they should step aside gracefully and let the congregation...
Step aside or the elders step aside?
No, the elders. If they're not satisfactory to the congregation to the extent to where they can oversee and lead them without a lot of turmoil and a lot of problems, then it seems to me that it would be incumbent upon them to realize that and say, well, we don't want to be here if people don't want us. And if a lot of the congregation doesn't want them, then maybe they ought to think about that. Daryl, you want the microphone here?
Okay.
Huh? Well, it probably should have been. And if it had been suggested in a forceful manner like we're seeing it done here tonight, it certainly would have been, as far as I'm concerned anyway. I don't know about the rest of them. I didn't hear you.
I thought that was pretty strongly done back here in fellowship room the night that Eddie resigned.
That all of the elders should resign?
No, they requested that Eddie resign.
Well, I know, but they were charges that were not proper. They were not true charges. And we have to look at facts. I don't know. I don't see any answer as long as we're in an impasse like it is now.
Yes.